next one here is it occurred to me. It's a New York City poem. I was returning late one night from the Village, kind of walking up Park Avenue south and going uptown, and about 4 in the morning, and I suddenly occurred to me how many mirrors there are in New York City unemployed at that hour. I guess there's nobody in the mirror. You know, it doesn't work. I mean, so what do they do when they're, you know, not working? And how many are there? I mean, I had a friend, he's still a good friend of mine, who was writing a book about film noir, and he had this moment. He said, "I wonder how many windows there are in New York City." So he called some office in the city hall, and they actually didn't slam up the phone. I mean, they said, "That's an interesting question." He says, "We don't know, but very, very interesting." Likewise with mirrors. At 4 a.m., mirrors at 4 a.m. You must come to them sideways in rooms webbed in shadow, sneak a view of their emptiness without them catching a glimpse of you in return. The secret is, even the empty bed is a burden to them, a pretense. They are more themselves keeping the company of a blank wall, the company of time and eternity, which, begging your pardon, casts no image as they admire themselves in the mirror, where you stand to the side, pulling a hanky out to wipe your brow surreptitiously.